Saunas have been used for centuries for relaxation, detoxification, and overall well-being. Beyond the calming sensation of sitting in a warm room, saunas offer numerous benefits for energy and hormone health. On today's show, I'll explore 10 ways that saunas can positively impact your vitality and hormone health. So, friend, if you're ready to discover the unique healing benefits of saunas for improved health, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rakesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Hey friend, get ready for an extraordinary surprise. In just a few short weeks, brace yourself for an exclusive unveiling of a game-changing women's health program that will leave you thrilled and utterly transformed. Stay tuned for the big reveal that promises to elevate your well-being in ways that you never imagined. I have been using sauna treatments consistently for about 4 years now. My sauna journey started when I read an article that highlighted the numerous health benefits of sauna treatments, so I wanted to experience it for myself. To start, I had to decide on what kind of sauna I wanted to use. And there are several types of saunas, and each one offers unique experiences and benefits. And here are five that may be of interest to you. The first one is the traditional Finnish sauna. And this is the classic sauna experience. It's characterized by high temperatures and low humidity levels. And it uses a stove or a heater to heat rocks. Then that heat radiates into the sauna room. And water can be poured over the hot rocks to create steam, which enhances the sauna experience. The second one is an infrared sauna, and it uses infrared heaters to emit radiant heat that is absorbed directly by the body rather than heating the air like traditional saunas. And these usually operate at lower temperatures, and they're often perceived as more comfortable by individuals who find high temperatures overwhelming. And infrared saunas are believed to offer benefits such as detoxification, pain relief, and improved circulation. The third type is the wood-burning sauna. And just as the name suggests, the sauna uses wood-burning stoves or a heater to generate heat. And they provide a traditional sauna experience. They are favored by purists who appreciate the authentic feel and aroma of wood-burning saunas. The fourth type is a portable sauna. And portable saunas are compact units. They're designed for home use. They often consist of a small enclosure with a built-in heater or infrared panels. And portable saunas are convenient for those with limited space or if you prefer to enjoy sauna sessions in the comfort of your very own home. And the fifth and the final type is an outdoor sauna. These are installed outside, either as a standalone structure or as a part of a larger outdoor recreational area. They provide a unique sauna experience, which allows you to connect with nature while enjoying the therapeutic benefits of heat and steam. I have had the opportunity to try the traditional Finnish sauna, the infrared sauna, and the portable sauna. Now, personally, I own a portable infrared sauna, and this is perfect for my lifestyle because I am always on the go. It's convenient for me to do my sauna sessions at home and experience the amazing benefits. And if you have never tried the sauna before, I want to encourage you to give it a try at least one time. Most fitness centers do have saunas, or if you prefer an in-home experience, you can purchase a quality portable sauna to support your health. I'd like to share 10 benefits that come from sauna treatments. The first one is stress reduction. And saunas promote relaxation by stimulating the release of endorphins, which are the body's natural feel-good hormones. And I have found this to be a very relaxing and excellent way for stress management because lower stress levels help to better manage my hormones, and it also gives me increased energy. The second benefit is improved circulation. That's because the heat from the sauna causes blood vessels to dilate, which increases blood flow throughout the body. And enhanced circulation ensures that our hormones and nutrients are efficiently transported to cells, which promotes our overall energy levels. And I enjoy the energy that comes from using my saunas. On the days that I do use it, I notice an increase in my energy levels, especially during the first part of my day. The third benefit is detoxification. And sweating in a sauna helps the body to eliminate toxins through our skin. And we are constantly exposed to toxins on a daily basis, whether that's from food, the water that we're drinking, medications, the environment, even what we put on our skin. And our skin is our largest external organ on the human body. And by flushing out those impurities from our skin, the sauna helps to support our liver function, which plays a crucial role in hormone metabolism as well as balance. The fourth benefit is enhanced sleep quality. And regular sauna sessions have been linked to better quality sleep. And quality sleep is essential for our hormone regulation, which includes the release of growth hormones as well as cortisol, both of which affect our energy levels. And one of the things that I've noticed is that when I do my sauna sessions in the evenings, I notice a much deeper sleep. I wake up in the morning feeling super relaxed and refreshed and ready to go for the day. The fifth benefit is boosted immune function. Saunas can help stimulate the production of white blood cells, which are crucial for fighting off infections and maintaining our immune health. A robust immune system contributes to sustained energy levels. If I sense that I'm getting a bit of a cold, I am intentional about completing my sauna treatments because I know that it's a natural immune booster that helps my body to fight off any kind of infection or sickness. The sixth benefit is balanced hormones. Sauna heat can help regulate hormonal levels by influencing the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal HPA axis, which controls the body's stress response and hormone production. Balanced hormones are vital for sustained energy and overall well-being. My hormones became more regulated after I started my sauna treatments, which I was elated about. The seventh benefit is muscle recovery. Heat therapy and saunas aid in muscle recovery after exercise by reducing inflammation and promoting blood flow to damaged tissues. Balanced cortisol levels influenced by sauna use promote optimal muscle repair and growth. A sauna session after my workouts, especially after I've lifted weights, is really good, which definitely helps me with my muscle recovery. The eighth benefit is increased endurance. Regular sauna use can improve cardiovascular function and endurance by conditioning the heart and increasing blood flow to muscles. Enhanced endurance translates to better energy reserves during physical activities. And so if you're looking for increased energy levels, sauna treatments is one of the most effective ways to do this. Many times people ask me where I get my energy from. Well, it's a combination of things such as eating right, drinking water, getting proper rest, doing my sauna treatments consistently throughout the week. It's a combination of things that really helps me to have the energy that I need to make it through my days. The ninth benefit is skin health. Sweating in a sauna opens up pores and it promotes the removal of dead skin cells, resulting in clear, healthier looking skin. Additionally, improved blood circulation nourishes the skin, contributing to a vibrant appearance and boosting your confidence. So if you're looking for glowing, radiant skin, sauna treatments is one of the greatest ways to do that. And the 10th and the final benefit is mood enhancement. The relaxation and stress relief benefits of saunas positively impacts my mood as well as my mental well-being. And when my stress levels are managed, my mood hormones such as serotonin and dopamine, they are better regulated, which leads to increased energy and a more positive outlook for me throughout my days. And so with all of the benefits that come from sauna treatments, who wouldn't want to incorporate this into their health regimen? And when I started using my sauna consistently, I began experiencing all of these benefits. And as I shared at the beginning of the show, it's been 4 years for me since I started using my sauna. And if you're thinking about adding sauna treatments to your health, you might be thinking, how many times a week do I need to do this? How do I do this? Where do I start? Well, if you're looking to use a sauna again, you've got to pick the one that is right for you. So I would say try a couple of them out at your local fitness center, your gym. You can even purchase an inexpensive portable sauna like I did, because I had to find the one that worked the best for me. And so for me, I personally use my sauna 3 times a week, 30 minutes in each session. But most individuals, it can vary whether it's 2 to 3 sessions per week, which is recommended for most people. The frequency allows for sufficient exposure to the sauna's benefits without overtaxing your body. As I shared, I do 3 sessions a week at 30 minutes, but most people can do their treatments from 15 to 20 minutes. Some individuals may be able to tolerate that for a little bit longer, but it's essential to listen to your body. If you're in the sauna and you're not feeling well, or if you're feeling uncomfortable or lightheaded, you want to make sure that you get out of the sauna immediately. You also want to make sure that you are drinking plenty of water before, during, and after each sauna session to stay hydrated. I learned this in a way that I didn't want to. I didn't drink enough water during one of my sessions, like before, during, and after. And afterwards, I felt so sick. Like I was dizzy. I was nauseated because I had not properly hydrated my body. So when you are doing a sauna treatment, you must make sure that you are hydrating properly, because sweating in the sauna can lead to a lot of fluid being lost. So replenishing the fluids is so important to maintaining your health and well-being while you're doing the sauna treatment. You also want to make sure that you have a cool down period. So after exiting the sauna, you want to allow your body to cool down gradually. You can take a lukewarm shower. You can rest in a cool environment to prevent your body from overheating. It's also important to note that if you have any type of underlying health condition or concerns, you want to make sure that you consult your healthcare professional before you start a sauna regimen. One of the things that I always like to say is that our body has a language, and when our body is speaking, we must listen to it. It's the same thing when it comes to our sauna treatments. You have to pay attention to how your body is responding to the sauna sessions. If you experience dizziness, nausea, or any other adverse effects, you want to get out of the sauna immediately and seek medical attention if necessary. So let's wrap it all up. Incorporating regular sauna sessions into your wellness routine can provide numerous benefits for both energy levels and hormone health. It's essential to consult with a healthcare professional, especially if you have any underlying health conditions, before beginning a sauna regimen. With proper guidance, harnessing the power of saunas can be a transformative experience, revitalizing your body and mind for optimal health and vitality. I'll leave you with Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.